You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. Lot to get to today. Devin Caney joins us 1 hour from now. Ross Tucker will be with us at 12:30. His thoughts on what he saw with the Eagles game. And, of course, all of Wild Card Weekend, which is now in the books. You people later in the show. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I got nothing, man. Everybody should get a 3D printer. How about that? Help you with your stress.
Is this the opposite of Friday Gobert's today? I got nothing.
Yeah, just get a 3D print.
Okay, all right. We're all stressed. I mean, we're stressed right now, Hugh. That's you were right about that. A lot of stress going on as we await. We are officially on Petullo watch. I hope we're on Bo Bichette watch as well, but we're on Petullo watch here in Philadelphia.
Petullo watch is crazy.
Yeah, it's like waiting to see if the smoke's going to come out, like the new Pope. That people want a new offensive coordinator, and they certainly want this one gone. And to start us off, I'm not going to sit here and try to pretend that I think Kevin Petullo is the next Kyle Shanahan or Sean McVay. Let's not do that. I saw a very young, inexperienced coordinator this year that went through his lumps. I thought early he looked overwhelmed. I thought some good stuff in the red zone. Overall, obviously the season did not go the way Kevin Petullo wanted or the Eagles wanted. I think we all agree on that. That's obvious. But, Hugh, I got to tell you, just listening to everyone the last couple of days, our show yesterday, listening to the morning show last couple of days, afternoon show yesterday, and seeing the reaction out there, I got to tell you, I think we are going way overboard as a city, as a fan base with this Kevin Petullo stuff. This guy is getting way too much blame for what went on Sunday specifically, but certainly the entire season. We're talking about this guy as if he ruined everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not true. There's more that's gone on here this season than just Kevin Petullo. And I blame the players more for Sunday. I blame the players more for this season than I do Kevin Petullo. Like, the Eagles, you can have, if everyone just wants a head on a stick, I mean, it just feels like that's what we want. We just want fire someone so we all feel better. All right, go ahead. Go do it. Fire Kevin Petullo. But the problems are not going to go away with the Eagles' offense because Kevin Petullo gets either reassigned today or tomorrow or the next day or whatever. I think this guy has gotten way too much blame for what happened this season. He's not great, clearly, but there's striking issues on this offense that it just feels like everyone wants to ignore the real issue because this one makes us feel better. Like, there's no connection to Kevin Petullo, right? No one has Kevin Petullo jerseys. No one has decided he's their favorite player. No one likes him. So it's like, oh, just blame him. Okay, blame Kevin Petullo. I think he's getting too much blame for what has gone on the whole season and certainly on Sunday. Where do you come down?
He is getting too much blame, Joe, but that's what has to happen because in my eyes, you're not getting rid of the quarterback if he's the problem. Let me say that because I think that there's underlying current that people think that Jalen Hurts, if it's not Kevin Petullo, then it's Jalen Hurts. I'm here to tell you it's a little bit of everything. It's not just Jalen Hurts, and I want to be clear with that, even though I know when you said nobody's going to hear me say it.
Did you hear
what
Hugh Douglas said? Oh,
but,
my
but
goodness.
It's not all Jalen. But Jalen has to be held accountable for some of this. Now, listening to what was said, some of the stories that have come out and all the other stuff, there's a a thought that a lot of this stems from the fact that Jalen refuses to grow as a quarterback. And I think that's part of the problem. But I also think part of the problem is that these coaches have failed to push Jalen. And I think that's where Kevin Petullo falls short in that sense, and that's why he has to go. Last year, when Kellen Moore was here, we saw early in the season how that offense tried to evolve and do certain things, and it didn't go out the way that it didn't start the way that we wanted it to. So we leaned more into the running game, and it was simple, and we went to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Coach Petullo is a victim of the success that the Eagles had last year. He's a victim because, you know, when you go into this and you say, I'm hiring from within, I'm going to give him a shot. I think now, like, you know, recklessly speculating, part of that is that when Kellen Moore left, he probably was shell-shocked at the way that he had to run this offense because he had to, for lack of a better way of saying it, dumb it down in order for it to be successful. So now you're trying to find an offensive coordinator. Nobody wants the job. And now you have to hire from within because you're feeling like the guy that's within the building already, he can handle the situation. Situation got out of hand, Joe. And this is me recklessly speculating. I don't have anything. I ain't talked to nobody. I don't know what's going on in the building. This is just me looking at what has been said, what has transpired over the last year and a half, and recklessly speculating. But he's the guy. You talking about a head on the pike, on the stick?
Yeah.
He has to be
the guy.
That's
we want blood.
Yeah,
he's
the guy.
If we're all acknowledging that, it's fine. I mean, but the idea that this is all this guy's fault is ridiculous. I mean, I'm just going to lay something out for everyone. And I just want you to honestly to think about how you'd answer this question. All right? So before the season started, Ken Petullo, first-year offensive coordinator, if I had told you all these things I'm about to tell you, you tell me how you think the offense would perform this season. All right? Let's go through some of the things that these are things that happened this year. And I don't think, I would say most of what I'm about to say has, you could have Bill Walsh, you could have Andy Reid, you could have Ken Petullo call the plays. The things I'm about to say probably would not have been different. Ready? Let's go through them. If I had told you before the season, the offensive line would be clearly worse, specifically health-wise. Landon Dickerson had a surgery in the offseason and then hurt his knee and had a surgery in training camp. He was not the same this year. We all saw it with our eyes. Cam Jurgens, coming off a back surgery in the offseason, was not the same this year. We all saw it with our eyes. Tyler Steen, the replacement for Mekhi Becton, not quite as good as Becton was last year. We all saw it with our eyes. Lane Johnson missed about half the season, right? Is that anything to do with Kevin Petullo? Probably not. Health of the offensive line, play of the offensive line, dramatically worse than last year. Let's go to the running back who carried the team last year. Forget Kellen Moore. The running back last year carried the team. Saquon Barkley, probably because of all the carries last year and the offensive line not being as good, was not close to what he was last year. So O-line not as good because of health. Running back not as good because of probably wear and tear and the O-line. All right, let's throw those two things in. Then let's go to A.J. Brown, who missed a few games due to injury. When he was out there, he was mostly pouting the entire season, and then in the biggest game of the year, had three drops. I'm not really putting that on Kevin Petullo. And then we go to the quarterback, who clearly was up and down this entire season. You want to blame Petullo for that? All right, okay. But one thing that came out during the season was that there was reports that Jalen Hurts, during training camp and during the summer, told the Eagles, and there was back and forth, that he didn't maybe want to run as much anymore. So if I told you before the season, the O-line would be a total difference in health and production. The running back would be basically half of what he was last year. The star wide receiver would have health issues and complain every other week, and Jalen Hurts wouldn't run as much. Hugh, would you expect the offense to be better, worse, or the same?
I would expect it to be worse, Joe.
Okay.
But here's the reality of it, and I think that, you know, all those things are true. And it's not just one thing when it comes to why this offense was inept this year. But when you look at the play design, you look at the play calling, and you look at the lack of the creativity in the play calling, you got to point to the coordinator. And the reason why you do that is this. Everything that you're saying is true. But when I look at a decimated team like the San Francisco 49ers that we just lost to, and you see them come to town and beat us, then that dog that you're talking about doesn't hunt because they were hurt. They were banged up, especially on the defensive side of the ball. in that game that we just played, they lost their best weapon in Kittle, and they still found a way to win the game. Like, everything you're saying is true, Joe, and it's not fair to blame Kevin Petullo for everything. But when you talk about the ineptitude of this offense and you look at another offense that was devoid of talent all year long and they still find a way to get it done, you can't justify this offense with the talent that we had, and I know they had injuries and everything. You can't justify that. When you see it happen in the NFL all the time.
I think I understand your point, and it's a good one. If the scale is Kyle Shanahan or Kevin Petullo, it's not even a question, right? Like, mm-hmm. Petullo's not in his league. He's not in his universe. But I'm just, it's all being thrown at Petullo as if this it's not fair. This is as big of a scapegoat as I've seen around here in a long time.
I don't disagree with that, Joe, but scapegoat nonetheless.
Okay. I mean, let's say the news comes down, and we are on Petullo watch. Let's say the news comes down today that they fire Kevin Petullo. Is Jalen Hurts any faster or more accurate?
No.
Is the offensive line any healthier?
No.
Okay, so that's just.
But let me tell you what's going to happen. Let me recklessly speculate on what's going to happen. We feel as a fan base that it's the coordinator that ruined our season.
That's the overwhelming
feeling.
Yeah.
So I feel what's going to happen is this, and there has been players that have come out and they've defended Petullo, but they've also said on one hand that the offense has been the same or stagnant, if you will, for the last couple of years.
But Petullo's not responsible for that.
I know he's not, but what's going to happen, in my opinion, is this. They're going to bring somebody in here that's going to run their own offense, and we're going to be in a situation that we've been in for the last 5 years. And I feel like when that happens, everybody's going to have to step up and
learn. Well, you might be right about that. You mentioned some of those players defending Kevin Petullo. This stood out to me. I mean, look, this could go one of two ways. And the players could say, hey, I don't know, you know, what do you want me to tell you? Or they could say it's not his fault. And it's been a lot of players that I've heard over the last couple days. They're saying this is not Kevin Petullo's fault. And it makes me think we are blaming this guy too much. Let's start with some of the active Eagles here that were on his offense this year. Let's hear from Saquon Barkley talking about Kevin Petullo and his role in all this.
You have to point the finger at one person. Like, that's what you guys have to do in your job. Somebody got to catch the blame, especially when we had the season we had the year before. Do I think that's fair? No. I don't think that's fair at all. I'll be the first one to say that. Did I play to the level I played last year? I don't think so. So I let him down. I let the teammates down. We all. It's a group thing. I know you guys gonna point at one person and say that. It's a group effort, and I think I got nothing but positive things to say about KP as a man, as a coach. Just we fell short, and we as a collective. And I want to make sure we get this, as a collective, didn't do enough. And that's just the truth.
All right, so there's Saquon Barkley saying we and saying it's not on Kevin Petullo. Let's go to Devontae Smith, his wide receiver, who was on track for a heck of a year. And then halfway through the season, they kind of moved more towards AJ, and it didn't go, Devontae's way the rest of the year, but still had a good season and is still an important player around here. Here's Devontae on Petullo.
I feel like he did a great job, man. A lot of stuff was on us as players. It works hand in hand. We have to all pick each other up. We have to pick him up. He has to pick us up. And I feel like he called great the whole year. We just didn't execute well.
I feel like he called it great all year. We as the offense didn't execute it well. I just go to Sunday. I mean, that whole last drive, there's guys open. There's plays to be made. There's a drop. And then Jalen has three straight poor plays leading to the 4th and 11. I mean, I can't get the third down play out of my head.
Mm-hmm. No, I get it.
Devontae's wide open.
I mean,
so like, if it's caught, right? If Jalen makes a good throw, which it was not a good throw, Jalen makes a good throw, Devontae catches it, it's first down. Is Petullo to blame for that one?
Nope.
Or is that a good play call?
Good play call.
Okay, I'm just making sure we're.
Well, Joe, I hear what you're saying, but the consensus is. It's Kevin Petullo because a lot of people don't understand, and no disrespect to the people out there, but they don't understand the way the offense works. We see that the offense was inept all year long. Mm. And the plays were vanilla. You cannot deny that. There were, for whatever reason, The plays were not creative at all season long. I mean, that's something you cannot deny. Whether or not that's all Kevin Petullo, that remains to be found out.
Yeah. What I think is it's easier for us to just say Petullo's the problem because we don't want to think about what the real problem might be.
Yeah, it might be the quarterback.
Yeah,
I said, and when I said it a few months ago, I got called every name but a child of God.
And with that, the offensive line may not be as dominant as we think it used to be. And with that, the running back may be in decline because that's what happens to great running backs when they get close to the age of 30. And A.J. Brown, for as great of a player as he's been in 4 years, did he look as explosive this year to you as he used to?
No, not down the stretch.
Okay.
This is the bad part about talking bad about somebody or putting somebody on blast, like we used to say back in the day. When you have games like that, your chickens come home to roost. And that's what happened for AJ. But the bottom line is this. This is a bottom line business. There's a lot of money out there on that football field.
Yeah.
The quarterback makes a lot of it. The quarterback makes the most of it. He's not going to get the heat because
you walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
He's been to 2 Super Bowls, and he's had winning seasons ever since he's been at the helm. And he deserves that respect. Kevin Petullo, on the other hand, you the odd man out because you ain't got that pedigree. You don't have
–
wait a minute, Joe. This is what we used to say. You ain't got enough credit hours.
Yeah.
You ain't got enough credit hours.
I'm glad we all see the same thing. So we're blaming a guy too much because we don't want to blame the other people. That's fine.
But here's the thing. You're going to follow the money or the lack of money or the least amount of money that you're going to have to replace. And that's what it is. The quarterback is going to get another chance at this. This is what I think is going to happen. If it's they're going to put Jalen in a position with the new coordinator, whomever he is, and they're going to run a different offense, and it's going to be the offense that the coordinator wants to run. And if Jalen can't run it, then they're going to move on from Jalen.
Well, you might be right. We'll see where it goes. We're all on Petullo watch right now. I think the guy's getting way too much blame. Let's hear from Jason Kelce last night before the Monday Night Football playoff game. Passionate in that this was not on Kevin Petullo.
And I know that everybody is out on Kevin Petullo. I happen to know the guy. I love Kevin Petullo. I know he's a great coach. I know it wasn't the best performance this year offensively. They had the number one highest paid offense in the league and were mediocre across the board. That's unacceptable. They had their chances to win that game yesterday, and the players didn't make the plays. There's no reason that, and I'm trying to, what Robert Saleh did, that defense is commendable. What they've done to get to here is absolutely a testament to that organization and how well they're built and they function across the board. Kyle Shanahan with the trickeration, finding a way to get things open and everything like that. You tip your cap to them, but Philly had their opportunities.
He's dead right. I mean, he is dead right. There were plays to be made on the last drive. In fact, they walked down the field. AJ's wide open, drops the ball.
Yeah.
Goddard wide open. Jalen hits him first down. They walked right down the field.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what happened on the 4 plays? Quarterback stunk.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
And that's fair to assume.
Yeah. Well, I'm not assuming anything. I watched him get tripped up by a defensive lineman. I watched him roll out. You know what's not going to get out of my head for until we play the next game?
Mm-hmm.
They have 3 downs left in their season, and Jalen Hurts threw the ball out of bounds on second down. How is anyone okay with this? How is anyone okay? How is it Kevin Petullo's fault that on second down, a $50 million quarterback threw the ball out of bounds on second down?
Because of the play call.
No, no, Hugh. Run.
Joe, you about to stand up.
No, no, but Hugh, are you seriously okay with throwing the ball out of bounds?
Joe, I'm
not. Robert Saleh must have been giggling. Like, this guy just threw the ball out of bounds on second down? He has two plays left in his season, and he threw a play away. This is like, look over here. This is the problem.
Joe.
Look over here.
I hear you.
Oh, yeah, I don't think you do.
I do, Joe.
He threw the ball to bounds.
And you know what's
on
funny?
On second down.
You know
how
what's
is anyone with a brain okay with this?
Dan Orlovsky.
My God.
Dan Orlovsky.
Joe's getting red.
Yeah, he is. He's super red. I ain't never seen Joe that red.
I'm red.
Dan Orlovsky pointed out.
We got to turn the air down.
I got you in a minute, dog. Okay. Dan Orlovsky pointed out in that drive that they had eight plays and four of those were similar.
Yeah.
Like four similar plays.
They worked.
That to me tells me that this offense lacks creativity for whatever reason. I think that's why Kevin Petullo is going to be the scapegoat.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, I think, Joe, and I know you hate when I say that, but there's a lot of underlying things in this equation that are going to make it him. Like the quarterback is a two-time Super Bowl participant, one-time Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, I mean,
and he's had success.
I get what is going to go on here. Like,
yeah.
I'm well aware.
Life ain't fair. Life
well,
ain't
okay,
fair, Joe.
But we can at least acknowledge it's this. If there's a pie of blame, and you ask everyone listening to create the pie of blame, I think this thing would look like 90% Petullo. And I'm saying, guys, you guys are missing this thing.
Yeah.
All right, Kyle, where do you come down? Is Kevin Petullo, who we are officially on watch for his job here, is he getting too much blame?
Well, yeah, because I think it's easy and comforting for people to just say it's one thing and you fix that. And then all of a sudden we're going back to the Super Bowl next season. Like that's easy for people to do. I just think if you look, like go down the ledger of what's different from last year versus what's the same from last year, it's you have the O-line playing worse. They're more banged up. Mm-hmm. Saquon probably, you know, maybe he's lost a step, whatever. Just not as good, not as effective as last season. A.J. Brown, not as effective, not as good as last season. Jalen Hurts, not as effective as a runner, not really running as much as last season. That's different. And then you have the same, which is the offensive, I think, like philosophy or scheme, being conservative, whatever that is, molded in the image of Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, two constants here from, you know, the last 5-6 years. And then you have the play of the quarterback, which I think largely is the same as last season. They were the 29th ranked passing offense last year. If anything, I would argue that he was less efficient this year. He was less accurate, things that he's normally good at. And he's just more inconsistent game to game, down to down. Like, I think that's what we have here. None of those things to me add up to Kevin Petullo is the problem. And you get him out of here, and then all of a sudden everything's going to be okay. But I'm resigned to the fact that he's probably going to go. Yeah. He's going to get axed for this. And I'm not going to shed a tear over it.
Anybody
whatever.
Yeah.
But who do we get in here? Like, I think people that think that we're going to get somebody in here, and now all of a sudden they're going to have their offense, they're going to hand the keys over like we did with the defense to Fangio, they're fooling themselves. I mean, this is what we have. This offense, I think largely, schematically, is not going to change. If we go into this and run this back with all these same guys next season, the hope that we have to have is that the run game gets better and the offensive line gets better.
By the way, for everyone out there who thinks just new coach, same players, that's going to be the plan, you know, 2 years ago when the defense was awful and they brought Fangio in, they also changed half the defense. I mean, like they didn't give Fangio that same the same players.
Oh yeah.
So you know, we're going to get a new coach, and I hope that guy's better, and he probably will be a better coach because there's some more accomplished coaches out there. I'm just saying, like this idea that just like Petullo out, new guy in, 30 points a game. Guys, I don't think so.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think if you allow me to recklessly speculate for a while, I think, and I said this last night, I feel like this is going to be similar to the Dan Marino, Jimmy Johnson thing. When Jim Johnson took over for Miami and Dan Marino was the quarterback and he ran a different offense that wasn't conducive to Dan Marino's skill set, I feel like it's going to be a little bit of that. Because the one thing I feel like this fan base needs to do, if it's the case, let me say that first, because I don't want anybody to think that I don't know what's going on with the Eagles. Let me say that first. I don't know. I don't think it's all Kevin Petullo. I think it's a bunch of different things and a lot of what you talked about, Joe. But the problem is this. Jalen is the face of the franchise. Jalen has taken this team to two Super Bowls. We've had winning seasons with Jalen. Say, for instance, for the sake of this argument, that it is Jalen. Say, for the sake of this argument, that Jalen is the problem and Jalen doesn't want to evolve as a quarterback. Most people don't know that. Most people can't see that. So if you move on from Jalen, it's going to be a coup.
Well, that's fine. I mean, no player's above reproach.
But
he didn't play
Joe,
well this
season. The problem is this. Everybody's going to be wondering why you moved on from Jalen. And a lot of people are going to be thinking the same way that some callers were thinking yesterday. Self, for example. They're going to be thinking that's the reason why they want to move on. Joe, it's the reality of where we are with this quarterback.
It's fine. Jalen Hurts is probably going to be the quarterback next year.
But it's going to be a coordinator in here that's going to run the offense the way that he wants to run it. And if Jalen can't run it, then they're going to move on from Jalen.
I agree. That's likely where this is going. And that's fine. I mean, I understand that the idea is going to be to try to rehabilitate the quarterback. That he's under contract. I get that. I'm just saying the idea that the whole city's just decided Petullo has destroyed the Philadelphia Eagles. You guys are missing what happened this year. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get everyone's phone calls up on this side. I think we're scapegoating Kevin Petullo. I mean, he's just become.
Yeah,
all right. So as long as we all acknowledge that we just want to head on the
sick. Somebody got to eat this turd sandwich.
There we go.
Got to eat this turd sandwich.
Where do you guys come down on the Petullo thing? Plus, more on Jalen's role in all this. What he said about KP yesterday when asked. And some very interesting stuff from Jeff McClain on Hurts and Petullo and the inner workings of the offense this year. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.